Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ken Hamlin. Batting second. The second baseman, Chuck Cotter. Batting third. The third baseman, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Harry Bright. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Don Locke. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim King. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Schmidt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Stenhouse. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Dave Stenhouse. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting second. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Cunningham. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ramon Condi. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cam Carrion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Juan Pizarro. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Juan Pizarro. And now, play ball. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin strikes out. One out. Chuck Cotter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotter strikes out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hinton. The throw from Carrion and he is safe. Hinton steals second. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke strikes out. One out. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ramon Condi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Condi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Dave Stenhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stenhouse hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0 for 1 in the game. Hamlin strikes out. One out. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 0 for 1 in the game. Cottier hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stenhouse moves to second. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright is 0 for 1 in the game. Bright strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hinton hits a line drive towards third. Condi reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0 for 1 in the game. Locke is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0 for 1 in the game. King hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0 for 1 in the game. Schmidt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stenhouse fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0 for 1 in the game. Cunningham takes first base on ball 4. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Dave Stenhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stenhouse is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stenhouse strikes out. One out. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0 for 2 in the game. Hamlin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cunningham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 0 for 2 in the game. Cottier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Maxwell hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ramon Condi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Condi is 0-for-1 in the game. Condi hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin misplays the ball. That's an error on Hamlin. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrion hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Luck. Carrion reaches second base with a double. Aparicio moves to third. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro is 0-for-1 in the game. Pizarro hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright is 0-for-2 in the game. Bright hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. Landis hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bright scoops it up and throws to first, with Stenhouse covering, for the out. Two outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cunningham hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Luck. Cunningham reaches second base with a double. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0-for-2 in the game. Locke hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Senators. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. King strikes out. One out. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0-for-2 in the game. Schmidt hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Stenhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stenhouse is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stenhouse hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Maxwell hits a fly ball into left field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ramon Condi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Condi is 0-for-2 in the game. Condi strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-for-3 in the game. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pizarro fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Cotter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotter is 0-for-3 in the game. Cotter hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Condi fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Carrion hits a pop-up towards first. Bright settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Sadowski pinch hits for Juan Pizarro. Bob Sadowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadowski hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Stenhouse scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sadowski for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-3 in the game. Landis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Domzani now pitching. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright is 0-for-3 in the game. Bright hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Bright reaches second base with a double. Ed Brinkman pinch runs for Harry Bright. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hinton hits a line drive towards short. Aparicio catches it and throws to second to double up Brinkman. Two outs. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Locke hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Zipfel now playing first base. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 1, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.